And welcome to episode 122 of the Playconomics podcast, where we are finishing
first
up
one of 2024.
We are finishing up our Christmas / New Year spectacular of fantastic episodes, just boom, 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 straight at you. This is our 2024 predictions based on financial context for industry trends that we applied from last year to predict the future of 2024. And I would like to remind you.
And this year, I promise you, this year, at the end of this year, going into 2025, we'll replay this episode and actually keep score this year.
Yes. And I would like to remind you that this was the podcast that was the first person to ever leak.
You did.
That Xbox was going to purchase Activision Blizzard King, and we were 100% correct. I will try to find the tweet, but if not, check out our Twitter, follow it, and go look for the tweet where I said Microsoft is going to buy ABK, and they did. Like 3 days later, it was awesome. Probably the best thing
I still don't know how the hell you did that.
Well, it's because I am Phil Spencer. But what we're going to talk about this year is our
what 2024 we think as we start this nascent 2024.
How is this year going to play out? And I'm going to go first because I'm going to take a big swing on my first pick. Is that Xbox Game Studios, an Xbox owned game studio, wins game of the year, and I'm calling Hellblade 2 to win by a landslide game of the year. Unquestioned, undoubted, unanimous game of the year. Thoughts?
I think you're wrong. What I hope happens is I hope they set up Hellblade to be what they were trying to do with Starfield, where there's this big marketing push and it's the second coming of Christ and cats and dogs loving each other, and then an indie darling like Dave the Diver, like some Pizza Tower shit, comes out and sweeps the game.
I hope that
Hellblade actually deserves it and doesn't
and loses. I am doubling down on this, that it is going to be so good that there is no shot by the end of 2024 that I have not completed this game. Unlike Starfield, where I abandoned immediately.
Yeah, I listen. This game I said from the jump when Xbox bought Ninja Theory that this has the potential to be their Naughty Dog. Maybe. I don't know.
It is gonna win game of the year, and I am very, very excited about it. Bobby, first 2024 prediction.
I'll take a shot at you here. I have a prediction that Perfect Dark and Fable will not release, but will get trailers with zero gameplay.
I have no rebuttal. So my second prediction, if we're taking jabs at people, is that Sony will release a few smaller first party games, nothing noteworthy, nothing anyone cares about, and gives you zero reason to buy a PlayStation Portal or a PSVR 2.
But will still sell better than Xbox.
Will still sell better than Xbox because they will be completely carried by another Game of the Year contender, Rise of Ronin.
Yeah, I don't know what your emotional investment in Rise of the Ronin is, but
I don't know. I saw the trailer and I'm 100% in. 100% in.
Speaking of Game of the Year contenders, I can tell you right now, Warhammer 40k Space Marine 2 will be my game of the year 2024. That shit looks so cool.
For the second time in a row, I have no rebuttal to that.
Because you know it looks cool as hell.
I don't know. I don't know what to say to that. What I will say is that my third prediction for 2024 is that Square Enix is going to get a little too close to Xbox. And I'm not saying it's going to force Sony to buy it, but Sony's going to be sweating by the end of the year that they're a little too
chummy.
Square Enix and Xbox, they did the show together. They announced FF14 is coming to Game Pass. I'm just saying they're getting a little chummy. I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden we start seeing the staggered release get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and we start seeing maybe equal releases from the Final Fantasy series and other Square Enix games.
Maybe. You want to hear my next one? Because I put some wild shit on this list.
You did. Bloodborne 2 remake.
Yeah, I mean, Bloodborne 2 remake is on my prediction list every year. Bloodborne 2 or remake. But that's not it. I think... And again, I took the time to really make these intricate. Yep. My prediction. And this is the one, the reason I want to keep score, because I so believe that this will happen. Mm-hmm. If the Elden Ring DLC will end 2024 with a better Metacritic score than anything else released that year.
Except for Hellblade 2.
Nope. I think Elden Ring will end 2024 with the highest Metacritic score.
I have a counter 2024 prediction in we hear zero from FromSoft.
That would be catastrophic, I think.
Zero. They don't, no DLC, no Bloodborne news, no Armored Core, anything. And then in 2025, we get the Elden Ring DLC. So
is that your prediction, spoiler, or do you want me to go another one?
That is my prediction. Oh, okay, yeah. FromSoft.
I'll go this one. You know what? I'll combine 7 and 8. I think we still don't get Fallout 3, New Vegas, or 4 up-res ports. But the show is shockingly good, and we get another Skyrim port of some kind. I think we get a PSVR 2 or MetaQuest 3 Skyrim port.
When does the show come out?
April. I think February, April. I don't know why I just said April in my head, but I think it's April.
Well, show... release date. I don't think they would release it next to in February next to Halo.
I think it's April. I want to say it's April.
Yeah, it is. April 12th. So I bet that on April 12th we get up-reses for Fallout series.
Would be nice.
It's either going to be right before the show we get all the up-reses, or right after the show we get all the up-reses. Similar to how we saw The Last of Us and Last of Us show.
All right, man. Your last prediction for 2024.
My last prediction, and this is more of a given than a prediction, that in 2024, we are going to see a colossal wave of ABK games coming to Game Pass. And they said nothing until 2024, and then we're going to start seeing January 1, Call of Duty, all over Game Pass. You're going to see major discounts on it, and throughout each quarterly report from Microsoft, you are going to see sub numbers of Game Pass skyrocket.
Maybe.
I thought.
I don't know. I feel like I said all my good ones here. I guess I could write. Can I rapid fire through the ones I haven't said yet, because they're kind of teeny tiny? Yeah, so my last little batch here, including my honorable mentions, are I think we guess Ghost of Tsushima 2 and the movie. I think the movie that is being directed by the John Wick director. Fucking, that is a match made in heaven. Give it to me right
love
now.
Love to see it.
Injected in my eyes. I think Gear 6, Holiday 24, because you people have nothing. I think that's fair. Been a while since we heard from them.
We have nothing?
Yeah, anyway.
Name one game. One 2024 game from Sony. One.
None.
That's what I thought.
And this one is kind of a pie in the sky. It is not a remake here for Resident Evil, because we just had a remake. Mm-hmm. It's a new entry year. I think we get 9. Yep. I think we get 9 in the late spring. Announced early on in the year.
I think
Jill Valentine is the protagonist.
I think it's fine that we get it by the end of the year, but there's no way that it gets announced and released within like a quarter.
They always do that. That's always.
Is it?
It's always within eight to 10 months of announcement they release it.
Yeah, but you're saying they release it early this year and then do it spring. That's 4 months. Not even.
I'm trying to think. Announcement January, release May.
It's 5 months. That's quick.
October.
I could get like a nice fall special from Resident Evil, but I think if it's coming out in May, they would have announced it by now.
Because here's the other thing. Monster Hunter Wild is going to set the world on fire in 2025, yep. at least for Capcom. So it's like, do they... Because it's unclear that where they go next with the remake. Do they remake 5, which is still playable, but is not... Even though it's the best-selling one.
Yep.
It's the one that people kind of care the least. Or do they go back and remake 0, 1, or Code Veronica? So they like the path has been kind of clear up to this point. I think that now that they've done the one that everyone wanted, they did 4. Yeah. It's like I kind of don't care if you ever remake any of these.
Yeah, I think what you're gonna see remake wise is either, like you said, they're gonna pick up with 5, or I think you're gonna get a suite of everything before 4 up-resed.
Well, so they ground up remade 2, 3, and 4. So
when?
2 was in 19, 3 was in 20, 4 was in 22.
Okay. Gotcha. So relatively recent. Then, yeah, I guess then they would do 0 and 1 Code Veronica. So maybe you'll get a suite
of those. I think it's Code Veronica. Because that's the most obscure one that has all the fans clamoring that ties in the most to the way that they changed a few things in the DLC of 4.
That's fair. Listen, it works for me. I could see it. I don't think we're going to get another remake from them next year.
I don't either. I think it's 9. I think it's the next core entry. Yeah. And I think Jill Valentine is the protagonist because we haven't seen her in a while.
You did put a lot of thought into these. So you really think no Perfect Dark? 0.
0. I don't think you see shit about Fable or Perfect Dark. Fable. I also have my other one that I didn't even touch on, is that you still don't get a Switch Pro. I think you get another full calendar year of Switch.
I called that when they announced Switch 2. That they're not doing.
That's what
Switch
I mean.
Pro.
Whatever, 2 Pro, whatever. Yeah. I don't think you see any new Nintendo hardware next year.
Easy. Not until 2025. And I think people are going to be pissed because there's going to be a content drought. They're not doing another Mario. They're not doing another
Zelda. I think you get Prime 4 as the swan song. I think, how do I put this? I think Prime 4 is that bridge thing. Like, because you know how they always release, like, Zelda on Wii U, but it's really the Switch flagship. And then, right? I think you'll get Prime 4 as the bridge game.
At, like, the end of 2024 or early 2025?
I have no idea. I just know you're not going to see new hardware from them next year.
Nope.
I just know.
I don't think so either. Well, with that being said, if you like what you heard here, remember to like, follow, subscribe, and hit that notification bell on YouTube. Make sure you follow us on Apple Podcasts and anywhere that you consume any type of podcast media. Follow us on our social link are in the description below. And also, hop into our Discord. Join the Playconomists up there, making rowdy financial context for industry trends takes. And remember, as always,
happy gaming.